Yeah. Nothing existed other than this moment. What would I want?
Invisible mind patterns, they go,
oi, no, we don't know that place. It's unknown, it's strange.
About 95% of anything we do, any behaviour, comes from that sub-level.
Deep breath in, out through the mouth.
Then that is going to open you up to your superconscious mind.
Right, now this is juicy. Hello and welcome to Own Your Health with me, Katie Brindle. And I am really excited today to bring onto the couch a very dear friend and a very dear colleague, Poppy Delbridge. Woo! Woo! Okay, now I am absolutely fizzing about today's episode because this time last week, the great goddess who goes by the name of Lizelle was sat in the very spot you're in. And I read her book last week and I just came to the end of it. I went into slight mourning afterwards because I was thinking, oh my God, this book's so good. How can you ever top this book? This book's amazing. And then I realised that you were coming in this week. So then I moved straight onto your book, which is Unlock Your Power. And I actually think I've just had a little mini orgasm over this book. Okay. Who said romance is dead? This book has hit the spot so hard, I literally had to put it down several times and just kind of like breathe deeply and go, whoa, okay, this is so interesting.
So a lot of people don't know that there is the limit. And I was one of those people too.
They will when they read this book.
When they read this book, they're going to go, ah, okay.
Yes. Yeah. So that was in by page 10 we'd got to.
Yeah,
that.
Straight into the limit.
So good.
Yeah, because I feel as if we carry so much, especially as women, and we don't know that we hit this invisible concoction of stuff, which is energetic, as you know, made up of beliefs, made up of nervous system reactions over time and invisible mind patterns that play out. And it hits this point where we then start to go, something's wrong with me. I need to look outwards. I need to do this and I need to get a strategy and I need to try harder and I need to do this. And that is when we hit this limit. We think that that is when we start to fail or there's something wrong or we can't, you know, use that energy and expand past that. But actually the limit's really liberating because when you hit that, it is the invitation if you know how to play with it.
Which is what you then do.
Which is what I go on to say with the seven D's. It's a system,
and the
a process and the three A's, which is, you know, lifesaver, to be honest, in any situation. Then you go, okay, I know what to do and I'm expanding and there's nothing wrong with me. And you start to open up, like you say, this limitless mindset, which would have been hidden, no doubt, before. And it happens in all sorts of areas of your life. So, you know, broadly, I use this Poppy Way flower as an idea for sort of life, which can be a bit, you know, it could be a bit big.
So, right.
Discombobulating massiveness of life.
Yeah.
In the middle is energetics.
Right.
So that's emotions, mindset. How do you feel on a day to day? What's your frequency like? And around that are the petals. And love is one of those.
Right.
Work is one of those. Money is one of those. You know, your physical health is one of those. And they have their own little mini lock points, mini limits as well. And so what often happens is we don't know we're hitting one in a particular area of life.
Yeah.
So this is a system when you feel as if you're doing something where you're pushing, and I want to have no limiting beliefs, you use it quite systematically and you go within and you go, right, I'm going to start with desiring again. What do I want?
Mm.
Not what do I think I want or what should I have in this constraint of a limit?
So this is kind of because you and I both worked with Rosie Nixon. So she talks a lot about this reinvention pro and it's pause, reflect, organize.
That's right.
What you're saying here is this, you go, you just take, stop.
Yeah. Yeah.
Take a minute, get your journal out, just take a fresh, or I like a journal if you're not used to journal, because not everyone is. The other thing that I was saying clinic is just get a fresh sheet of paper and you just want to be able to just start afresh. So at this point now, you just put the limit to one side and just go, okay, let's go back into what my desire is.
What's my desire? And exactly that. And there's a way of doing that in the book, the desire diagram.
Yes.
Stick desire in the middle of it and see what flows out. And what you will find, first of all, is you get a lot of what I call sort of the knots. You know, it will be like, I don't want this. This is a don't want energy. That's fine.
Okay.
It's a way in.
Yeah.
Listen to it.
Yeah.
It's like, that is your biggest teacher. Like something has happened. Something feels wrong. Something feels off. It's energetic. Good. And then if you keep at it and you do it, you start to spiral out into more stuff that's coming from your heart.
Really what we're doing here is just remember, this isn't Chinese medicine, this is Dolores Cannon, but she talks about Earth School.
Yeah.
Which I love that too. So we're in Earth School. You're here to learn. That is the point of Earth School. So every time these things come at you and you end up with this desire diagram where it's like, well, I don't want this, I don't want that. I'm fed up with this. I can't believe this bloody happened to me again. God's sake, really? I've been doing this for so long, 25 years of that and 15 years of this, and back here I go, back. So you do all of that, but then what happens? Because that's your liver talking. But the reality is that the liver, to start with, when blocked, will feel that frustrated energy.
Yeah.
Right. Then from this diagram, then what you were saying is you go into a gentler space. Now that is the supernatural energy, which is the highest, beautiful, really gorgeous energy. And that is also the liver, because the liver houses the blueprint of the soul. And that exercise you were giving was such a brilliant, practical way to access that. Because when you've started to write down what you don't want, well, then that immediately means, well, all that you can literally put in a little line diagram and just go, right, well, there's what I don't want. Okay, so what do I want?
Yes.
And that is the million-dollar question.
Yes.
What do I actually want?
What do I want? If I actually was allowed to want what I want now, and nothing existed other than this moment, what would I want? Without the limit, without all the society stuff, without any pain.
Yes, or what other people have said you deserve.
Yes.
Or what your formative years, perhaps, because I think especially our generation of women tend to be 20th century females. So our formative years were in the 20th century. The thing that's relevant to everyone to notice about the end of the 20th century is what I refer to as the 20th century lies. Okay, so what happened until the mid-20th century was women were told the truth.
Yep.
Okay, the truth was you weren't equal, you had no rights, you were irrelevant, and your job was to basically breed children for men, preferably boys. And when you hit the menopause, you were past your sell-by date, your husband or girlfriend have a younger model, and that was you on the slag heap of fertility and of life. End of. Okay, that was the truth. Now, then what happened was women's lib came along, went, fuck that, we're not bloody doing that. Yeah. And we're like, yeah. So basically now we were fighting for equality, but we were told by the time we were born that we were equal. That wasn't true. That was a lie. Yeah. So the reality is in the 21st century, which is the century of truth, is that we are aware of the fact that we are not equal, and that there was a lot of damage done to our subconscious mind as we were growing up.
Yes.
We were told one thing.
The patterns kicked in and they were repeated, and that became normal.
The truth was, We had more rights than we did have before.
Yeah.
But actually, we were completely housed in male systems, and still are to a certain extent, where it's not fair, it's not equal. Women are not equal in business. We don't hold the reins of power. Education has been created around a male physical structure, which is the yang energy, which is not what... So we're all square pegs in round holes. That's the truth. And what's happening at this moment in time is, thanks to people like Poppy and Liz and me and all sorts of other interesting people writing books, is we're starting to learn what the truth is all about, which is we are still equalizing, present tense. And therefore, what we have to do is we've got to be really honest at this formative moment in our life at the end of the 20th century, where we were lied to, and into our subconscious it went, which is, well, it doesn't work for me. I'm not good enough. I didn't get that job. I wasn't successful in that subject. Therefore, I was doing something. Oh, I wasn't very good at that. Oh, I was rubbish at school. Oh, I'm very intelligent. Oh, I'm not very worthy. Oh, I was looked over by the boy that I liked. And all this kind of negative frequency that was kind of going into us at such an early age, which I think really what this book is really doing is just unpicking this very subtle, what I call negative narrative.
Yes.
That sits there.
Can it's subtle.
Boom, 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 yes. boom, underneath.
I love how you said that, because it is subtle. And it is a negative, it's a liminal space.
Yes.
I call it the lag. It's liminal.
The lag. I love this.
You know,
so you've really got the gift of the gab.
Yeah, because sometimes something hits you like a ton of bricks, right? And you go, ugh, I consciously know that I'm bad at that. That's happened. This is really difficult to deal with. But then you get this lower kind of sub-level. And of course, we know from neuroscience that about 95% of anything we do, any behavior, comes from that sub-level. But then we think, well, is that me done? Oh dear. But no, because the lag is essentially, you know, when you have that initial hit from the heart of a desire, of a decision, and you think, right, great, I'm going to do that. That's me. That's done. That's authentic. That's me. That's my truth. And then immediately you go into the lag, you question, you go into that subconscious layer. And what I call the imps, invisible mind patterns, they go, oi, no, we don't know that place. It's unknown. It's strange.
So in Chinese medicine, your imps, you say imp, we say triple burner, and that is this kind of superstructure that's kind of housed in the fascia that just goes, hang on a minute, we're not going there. What? Hang on, because the thing about your body is it's designed to live at all costs. That's called, and the triple burner is there to ensure that you stay alive.
So you survive.
Yes, that's its job. So it doesn't like the unknown. It, even if the known is not very good for you, it knows how to deal with it. And it knows it's familiar with it, which is that sort of...
It's protecting you.
Yes, it is.
It's protecting you.
And to a large extent, it's doing a brilliant job, but we're in a century of evolution here. So we've got to gently, and that's what, again, what's so good about being in a book space, you know, with your journal next to it, which is what I was doing, good, like flitting from this to this, going, okay, we pause, we reflect, we organise, we get into that pause, you pick up something incredibly useful, you give it some time and focus, and you gently look at it.
That's right.
You just gently go, oh, okay. Yeah, so that then what happens is the triple burner or the imps can be reprogrammed by these techniques, and you're giving them thinking techniques, but also physical
somatic, body. Yeah. It's got to go into the body because it's a reactive state. So if something scares you, you feel it. You make the noise, you make the shrug, your hands start to sweat. So there's no escaping that we are body, mind, body connected. So there's so many studies around that. Essel van der Kolk's book, Body Keeps the Score. I'm often doing stuff with Oxford Trauma and, you know, working in that space. And you can't outgrow or outrun a nervous system that has been built to protect you without going into it.
So my limit is I take second place.
Okay.
And there's nothing wrong with that because it was just how things were. I was a younger sister. And so as I grew up as the younger sister, I was second place to my older sister.
Okay.
Because I was the younger one. So you're witnessing somebody older than you doing everything first. So GCSEs, well, she did ovals, but you know, she was doing them first. So I was watching what she was doing. She was doing ovals. So I was always in that sort of catch up. Well, Katie comes second because Sarah comes first. By the way, I've gotten really well with my sister.
Okay.
So not some bitch about my sister. She's lovely. But it was just the pecking order of life in the family. So the belief system of growing up was I take second place. Now, then what's then sort of happened in life is that there's a sort of feeling of I'm slightly always in the wings waiting my turn. And I can't quite express it in any other way other than that. And it comes across in so many areas of my life. It pops up in relationships. Yeah. It pops up in work. It pops up in measures of success. It pops up in how my career's moved. It's popped up in a car accident that then stopped it flourishing forwards. So it becomes a very subtle, impy block in this liminal space of, well, yeah, because like second place is where you sit. So second place is where it is and it falls into second place. And I would love to apply what you're talking about into, is that a good example?
So I think for this, we would go to each of these seven keys in the book have different properties.
Yes.
And you do it once as a system, or if you want to create a goal or you want to align, do it all the way through in a sequence. But you can also go back and use particular ones that might feel a bit like they're going to open up and unlock the next level. So for this particular one, I would go to the key of debunk.
So the debunk is challenging the subconscious patterns, beliefs and resistance that surface. So you went one before. Which makes sense.
Yeah.
Because you would clear the path first.
Clear the path, figure out what it is and try and get it not as like quite a big thing, but try and narrow it in to the one liner that the imp, you know, the idea with an imp is that it's irritating. So, yeah. So I would say, okay, what is that one imp line? The idea with this is essentially that you're not taking it all on you. We self-blame. So I certainly did. And I figured this out. And, you know, you just go into this hole of like, why can't I do it? And what I say in the book and teach people to do is like, right, let's just say that this is an invisible mind pattern. It is an imp, not you. But it has one word, one liner that it says to you. So let's put that down. We'll do the three A's really quickly to figure out this. If you want to really get into this, you do it with rapid tapping, right? But you can also just whiz through this. So we can try it.
So let's try.
We can all try this, to be honest with you, because everyone, like you say, has this kind of edginess, okay, around going up. So if we just like maybe put our hands on our heart, very important just to have a moment of touch and a moment of just breath. Like you just took a breath there. Great. Because it allows us to be in the now.
So I've closed my eyes for anyone who's listening, not watching. We've got our hands over our heart space.
Yeah. One hand on top of the other. I mean, you could do a butterfly tap, which is just a kind of bilateral movement here, which is one hand, other hand.
So I'm just, I've got my one hand over the other in a sort of butterfly position, and I'm just pressing one set of fingers than the other, as if like little wings flapping.
Yeah, that's right. Little butterfly.
And that's, what's that doing? Reassuring?
That's helping your nervous system to regulate, but it's also bringing you into a reassuring touch of your heart. So you're out of your head and you're dropping into your heart.
That's really interesting. So the first thing I'm feeling is everything's gone a bit like, oh no, I don't want to be touched. This is really painful. Because often when you're going into these liminal spaces, it seems so subtle and insignificant, but it's actually the root. And so the body just almost has a resistance.
Yeah, that's right.
Because it's painful.
Yeah. Yeah, but it also gives you the doorway.
Yep.
So knowing that, we'll go to the first A in the three, which is to acknowledge how it feels. So if you just acknowledge right now, when you're here, the feeling of that. So if I said to you, I feel, and you just said something, blurted it out intuitively, what would that be?
I feel pain.
Yeah.
I feel jittery.
Mm.
I feel sad.
Mm.
I feel let down.
Mm. Yeah, and deep breath in, out through the mouth. And then we'll move into just accepting. When we don't fight with that feeling and accept it, it's the quickest way to move forward and to align to your real truth. So now you say, because, and just see what comes up. Why do you feel that way? Because?
Because I'm back in a familiar pattern that I thought I'd resolved.
Mm. Yeah. So another deep breath in through the nose, out through the mouth. And let's also just say this. And I'm a human being.
And I'm a human being.
Yeah. And just sit with that a minute. We forget sometimes that we're just human. And these are patterns that do come up. And they can feel very subtle and invisible, but it's not essentially us at our source, at our core, at our wholeness, at the oneness. So one more breath in through the nose, out through your mouth. You just start to relax into that. And then we'll say this phrase as we affirm something that is possible and really have that rebellious act of moving into possibility. Super conscious and just moving into that oneness. And you say, but it is possible for me.
But it is possible for me.
To, and then blurt it out.
To be abundant.
Yeah. So just sit with that abundant feeling. And if you had that abundant feeling now, what would that bring to you? What positive part would open up?
Okay, so just what's really interesting is what I'm feeling first. Which if anyone's, do message in, guys, if you're doing this exercise alongside us. Because it almost feels like a kind of rusty old juggernaut is kind of going, and it's making me feel like really, like slightly dizzy empty. Is that?
Yeah, so you're releasing and just letting go of it. And the release kind of says, do the butterfly tap again. Yeah. Butterfly tap again, tap through it. Yeah. Yeah. And what you can do as well, Katie, is just look at me for a moment. Just look at me. And we're just going to remember what you already know. That you are abundant and that you are infinite.
Oh my God. Like, so when you say the word, you just said it, and my body just went into like a massive sort of sweat. It's like, oh.
Yeah. You see the imps are like, no, you don't. And you're like, literally. Yes, I am. Yes,
and
I am.
And my triple burn is getting pretty pissed off with you right now. I was like, no, she's not. She lives in second place. That's where she's always been.
Yeah. But can you see the little bit that wants to come through? Oh. And remember, I'm getting hot.
Oh, my God. This is insane. Honestly, guys, please message and tell us what's going on. What's going on for everyone over there? How was it for you, ladies? Okay, this is like, literally, I feel like I'm coming out in hives right now.
Yeah,
is that an extreme reaction?
So what I would say is that when that happens...
The cat's coming to heal me now.
Amazing. They know. They know.
Yeah.
When that happens already, your higher self is saying to you, it's time. So when that happens, it's always, in my work, a good sign. a really good sign, because it means that if you go through this and you actually do these steps now,
yeah,
desire again, discover, decide what you really want and declare it, then, okay, we debunk a bit. We do a bit more of this energy shifting, ditch what no longer fits, that outgrown version. And then you really do something that feels aligned for you.
So you have to, so you just sit with the butterfly for a bit, just sit there and let the symptoms come through.
Yeah. Yeah. Just let it be.
Doesn't want to do it. Breathe. I'm telling you.
And I mean, you know, this is like us, we'd go into a proper session, so we don't need to do that. But you've identified a little bit of change, and you've identified a little bit of resistance, and you've identified, you know, what I would call an imp. There is that pattern that was trying to be invisible and pretend that it was you, but actually it's not you.
No.
So now you're moving into the abundance of done energy.
Okay.
Done energy is like a being state that you can be in.
So the done energy, because this is in the book as well,
yeah.
This isn't as in old, done, oh, I'm done with this energy. This
no.
is future energy that you're bringing in now.
Yeah, it is done. So the idea of it is done. The future is available for us as a possibility. What does that look like? And, you know, we're taught not to go there. And often we're just surviving and it's difficult to go there. But what you've got into now is like this availability, access of like, oh, yeah, so I am infinite and I am abundant. I don't 100% believe it. And that is absolutely fine. I often work with metrics just so that our brain kind of knows that we're moving towards. Otherwise, we're kind of like... So what you've gone to is, okay, I am abundant would be what I would call your comeback line now. When you feel second best, I am abundant is what you identify. That if you repeat to reinforce it, you use neuroplasticity, all the little codes in the book that I have put in, and you repeat that and you go into that done energy of how would I be? How would I move? What would I do? Who would I be with? All of these things. Again and again and again, tiny, tiny, gently little amounts, then that is going to open you up to your superconscious mind, your creative self.
This available stage, which is the second of the A's, okay, which is where we are right now, is that an affirmation or is it something really boring? Like we started this with kind of going, I belong in second place.
Yeah.
Which now sounds a bit weird because I'm like, no, I don't. So do you come in going, I belong in first place? Or
no.
What if I belong in first place or I am abundance?
Yeah.
Which way round?
Great, great way of looking. Okay, so let me just explain it. Yeah. So the way that works shows you that you go in, first of all, with what feels that you would like to acknowledge.
Right.
Like, what do I want to acknowledge? I feel that I'm second best. Mm. And why that worked is very quick. And you were like, psh, I got it. So you stay with that and you trust it. The second part was accepting that there's probably a reason for it, logically.
Yeah.
There is. So you kind of work with your conscious mind. It needs to know the information rather than pretending that it didn't happen or trying to think positively or
50% of the solution is understanding the problem.
So those are the first two. Very powerful. Most people don't do those, as you know. The third phase that is most of my work, I would say, in most of this book, is how you actually affirm something that's the opposite energy frequency.
Right. Now, this is GC.
Yeah.
Because now here I am on my Achilles heel.
Yeah.
Because I've just come away from a weekend
yep.
where every single thing that was going round on this unbelievably subtle energy, the subtlest of energy frequencies, the yin water serpent new moon, there is no more subtle frequency in existence of energy.
Wow.
That's the most, okay?
Yeah.
And there I was with this coming in
me.
In the yang fire energy, literally just walloping itself at me in every single aspect of where I felt weak. So therefore, what do we, therefore, so now I've kind of gone through my hot sweat moment. Look, I've got literally, look at
I've
that.
Had it as well, to be honest.
Oh, sometimes look. It's disgusting, literally. Oh my God, look at this.
Yeah.
I mean, this is
I'm with you.
Oh my God. This, I mean,
but that's a release.
I'm like, oh my God.
I mean, that's so good. It's such a release. That makes me so happy.
You actually have to take this off, I think.
Right. So then your third access point now is you go in the opposite frequency. So law of polarity, you know, I do a lot of work around the universal laws of how we are and how the patterns actually exist beyond us because we are part of everything. We are, you know, connected. So we kind of think, so if that was true and something could be done, let's start with an I am, because that's very powerful. What we say I am is almost like a command.
Yeah.
You know, and we know there's science behind that. So you sort of think, right, what is the opposite frequency to the frequency that you had before? And when I say frequency, I mean your thoughts, your feelings, the vibrational awareness of that second best. And what would be the opposite? So society would tell you that the opposite of feeling second best is, I'm first.
Yeah, that doesn't
I'm
feel right.
I'm the one in front.
No,
that's not right.
No, that feels like very driving energy. And actually, I don't like it because it's like, well, I'm, no.
No, because it's a fight.
Yeah.
You don't want that.
No, I don't.
So you want to relax and align. And you don't want to push, you want to expand. So then what you said to me in the third day was your truth, which was, oh, it is possible for me. And that's enough. It's possibility. That's a rebellious act now in and of itself. Two, be abundant. So abundance is what I would say is now your affirmation because there's a truth to it.
Mm.
So if you said that, I am abundant now, and you actually started to get into done energy, I mean, without us doing like a big long session, you can get into done energy and you can start to gently bring up believability to that, open up for it.
Okay, so what's super interesting, it's all super interesting, but what's now even more super interesting is that if anyone ever asks me, what's your favorite affirmation?
Mm-hmm.
I always say, I'm abundant, because I think it's a really good catch-all. If you're new to this whole affirmations thing, obviously they're great. Poppy talks about them in the book. I talk about them. Everyone's talking, like literally, they're talked about. They're great. So I will always go for the I am abundant one because I think it just sort of gets everything. So I've been probably saying that for at least 10 years.
Yes.
And yet, through the process of unlocking my power, it's gone into this liminal space because somehow or other you've accessed it in a slightly different way, which has kind of caught it sort of off guard. Because I think sometimes we sort of program ourselves because we've read stuff, we've done the work, we've done things, and that we were at a slightly different level. When I talk about decluttering, because we talk a lot about that, and I always say that when you're decluttering the body, you need to start with your physical environment first. So I always say when you're decluttering a room, you have to do it three times in order to completely finish the task. You do the first wave first.
Yes.
Then you need to see what it looks like at that point. Then you do it again.
Yeah.
Then you need to see what it looks like. And then you do it again. You can't go from 0 to 100 straight away. And I feel like read this book and start now listening to you in this way.
Yeah.
I'd listened to you before as well, obviously. Yeah. But it's slightly new now. And I feel like I'm at the final little round.
Okay.
It's like, well, I've said I'm abundant before. So how come I've still got this imp floating about when I've been telling it I'm abundant ever since, I don't know, I discovered affirmations when I was about 28.
Yes. And you know why that is? Because you've got a multi-layered mind. So consciously, you want to believe you're abundant. And you do the work.
Yeah, and I am, actually.
And that's like, great, I am abundant, and you get it, and you can feel gratitude.
I've got evidence to support that.
I've got that. I've got some proof here.
Yeah.
No. Then you've got the imp. So then you've got like the subconscious layer going, no, you don't. No, you don't. Because of this, that, and the other.
Or it's saying, yeah, but you're still number two.
Yeah, it's saying the same thing back.
So you've done pretty well for a second in line. I'm the smart.
Yeah, because anyway, that's for another story. And then the third part of your mind, which you've just, I think, accessed maybe a bit more, is the superconscious mind, where you feel like you've gone into this territory of, it's not just a two-level thing,
no,
where you're constantly debunking and clearing, trying to fix yourself and not have that belief and fight with it. It's actually a softer, more powerful approach.
Right.
And I think that's why there was that level of like, oh, yeah, maybe this is true. Maybe this is possible.
Mm.
But in a realm of possibilities where everything really is available and exists, you tap into that a bit more and then things start to come a bit easier.
Now, you say the word tap, I had to pick up on that because obviously Poppy is incredibly famous and actually even to The Devil Wears Prada too.
Yeah.
You made it.
Tap it.
There was Emily tapping away.
Yeah, that was great.
I know. I mean, that's probably the best thing that's ever
happened. I couldn't believe it. I tell you, everyone was messaging me going, do you know that that's just happened?
So this tapping into this kind of getting it into the physical body. Is that the last bit you do or the first bit, or you do it as you're doing along with it?
Yeah, it's very big in the debunk.
Right.
So we'll use it to disrupt kind of that sort of resistance to the unfamiliar and we'll bring safety to the body that way, sort of somatically. And we'll re-imprint information, you know, through what we say. So that there's bit, it's big in the debunk, but it goes throughout everything really because it's sort of daily with the tapping. So that's good for SOS stuff. That's good if you're feeling like, do you know what? Ugh, I need a bit of something.
Yeah.
It's a really good way. Rapid tapping is just quick, couple of minutes, get back on track. And then start to use it systematically throughout. So, you know, when we did the, you know, when we did the affirmations, one big thing I love to do that has always helped me if I want something, we've just moved into like next level stuff.
Yeah.
Is you actually say the desire, you say it as a decision is done.
And then so this is done energy again.
This is done energy.
Okay, so let's just do that for a second. Everyone at home, please, and wherever you are right now.
Yeah.
So we're working on the universal concept that most middle-aged women don't tend to put themselves first.
And
yeah. Then what?
And then let's just think about what the I am would be in this instance. So, and you can pretty much go there again. She's going to sweat again. You can also do this with like, you know, a statement you want to believe, you know, like I have or it is or I am. So you just very gently, now we're going to do what I call sort of tap the gap, say it and score it. And this will just give you an indication. It doesn't matter what it is on the score. And if anyone's doing it, it doesn't matter. So wherever you are, you start there. So let's just say that again and we'll go, I am abundant.
I am abundant.
And then just notice your body, notice anything. And then just give me a really sort of quick score out of 100% if you believe that in all layers of mind, in all of you.
Okay, it's a really low number.
Yeah,
it's like 40%.
Yeah.
And I go into this kind of, you talk about liminal space and it feels like just, you know, before you pass out.
Yeah.
It feels like that right now.
Yeah.
Like inside my body, it's gone like blank and white and empty space. And it's like.
Yeah. So then what I would say is we play with that, Scott. We play with that. So bring that up a bit. So we bring it up a little bit. So let's say, for example, it is possible for me.
Yeah, you yawn. So that's energy shifting. It's ready. I need to come back into a session.
This is exciting. This is a good one for you. This is like a...
Oh, this is great.
Okay, I'm very excited now.
Again.
Okay, I'm good. I'm good with this. This is great.
Okay, now
let's go back. So I'm going to play around with it with you. So let's just go back to what you said as the, it is possible for me.
It is possible for me. I'm liking the Britishness.
Yeah, let's
say
that.
It is possible for me.
To be abundant.
To be abundant.
More and more each day.
Okay, that's okay. More and more each day. That sounds very measured and doable. It is possible for me to feel more and more abundant every single day. Oh my God, that's better.
Yes.
So that feels peaceful.
We'll start there. And then you'll go through and you'll work through the D's and you'll work out the desire. And you'll go all the way through based on that theme. Yeah?
And the D's, ladies and gents, are literally in the first sort of tenth of the book. So you go straight into the D's. You don't give us a huge long preface about the whys and wherefores. You do, but it's quite zip, zip, zip.
It's quite practical.
Yeah, we get straight in.
Yes.
Oh, God, that's better.
Yeah.
Now I feel like I'm on holiday.
Yeah, great. So that's a really lovely place to be. So that is what I would call your done energy now. So you stay a little bit more there. And then, of course, we would go into, you know, just being with what, I say of course, but nobody knows, but you might think of an image that would come up that would make you feel really abundant. You said on holiday. So see where your mind goes and where your mind takes you and trust it. And just notice maybe where you are, or the temperature of the air on your skin, and just allow yourself to be there. And when you've got that, just give me a little nod. And yeah, so notice how you feel here and let me know.
Loved and nourished and peaceful. I feel abundant.
Lovely.
Just lovely.
Yeah.
Just very calm, but very full and sort of vibrating a really nurturing, loving energy frequency that sort of everyone benefits from, because it's really... pure and aligned, healed, effortless.
Mm.
Effortless abundance.
Effortless, yeah.
That's what it is. It's effortless.
Yeah. Lovely. Beautiful.
The fact that you've taken us through that brilliant exercise, and I think what's great about this book is that you can do this for yourself with this book.
Yes,
but if
absolutely.
They want to access you,
yes,
you know, you're not on the moon. You're
no.
here.
I mean, I am actually now. I'm back.
Yeah, you're back.
I'm doing things.
She's
I'm so
here.
Excited.
She's doing this stuff. She's doing stuff tonight that I can't wait to, sadly. If people want to have a sort of, they've read the book.
Yeah.
They want to do the work. Yeah. And a lot of this work, because you're talking about imps in liminal spaces, basically. Mm. So it's profound, because you're dealing with what I call the negative narrative that often you're not even aware of is even there. And yeah, I'm in the healing space and you've just done some very profound healing work with me, because often we can't see it in ourselves, even though we sort of can. It's sometimes it takes an exterior person to just look in and hold the space for you and go, okay, you're safe. I'm an expert. I have a proven method which has worked for literally hundreds of thousands of people, and therefore you're safe with me to actually go into this wound and to sort of heal it all through. So sometimes a book isn't enough. Sometimes a book is a good place to start. So you're doing workshops.
This is based on Pivot into Power, which was my 7 steps in this book.
Yeah.
That I had, back when we met, so 2020.
Yeah.
And now I'm so excited because I am bringing this book to life and people will be able to work with me in small groups and kind of really get to it, because sometimes you do need to be held.
So you offer that as, is that like short retreats, long retreats?
Yeah, retreats.
Like how long is a retreat?
Some of my retreats are literally a day.
Yeah.
So we go deep and we go for it and we go through, every stage.
And how many people
would
be typically in one of those?
So typically they've been quite small and cohorts of about 20 max.
I'm really glad you said that, because I just think for the kind of work that we've just done together, you need to feel heard,
yes,
and supported. And if it's like you were sort of doing a sort of, there's 500 people in this retreat because I'm talking to everyone at the same time, I'm thinking, goodness.
No, kind of people, that's like more of a kind, if I do those, it's like we're doing a workshop and it's like a show. It's fun. Come with friends.
Yeah.
No, just let's get some awareness going, which I love, which I will be doing.
But that's different.
But that's totally different to doing it in like we've just done.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And the thing is, the modern person needs this distilled, articulated, proven wisdom by experts who have been in the area of expertise for most of their lives. So many of the people I meet, like you, including myself, we've had a moment of epiphany where we've kind of come out of the standard norm of whatever it is we were doing and going, actually, do you know what? I'm not doing this anymore. Normally our bodies have broken down because we can't cope with that kind of world.
Yes.
And then we kind of recreate ourselves into this, and therefore we have a proven track record in what we're talking about.
We've lived it.
We've lived it, we've breathed it, and we teach it and we benefit and heal people from it. So these retreats, where are they based? Are they everywhere?
So the retreats are different really. So they're in London, but also I'm doing, I don't think I can say it yet, but I'm doing a big partnership with a very lovely, lovely place.
Oh.
Then you heard it here first.
And those will be somewhere where you've just talked about, actually.
Ibiza.
Yes.
Ooh, okay.
I didn't say it.
You did.
Okay.
Yeah. So we'll be doing those and a few others around the world and some in the States. So kind of different. I'm going into different territory now.
Brilliant.
Just so I can be a little bit more present. And like you say, I think it's important now that we all get together and understand how this all works and live it.
And
not
do you
just read it.
Do you do online workshops and retreats as well?
Yes. Yeah. I do online workshops sort of like just to get an understanding of some of these concepts, which are important, I think, before you leap in. And then I do literally unlock your power as a whole thing that people can do if they can't go to a retreat.
And then you have a sort of group, don't you? There's a sort of, at the other end of this, once you've unlocked your power,
you
form a sort of poppy group, which is like a sort of group of conoscenti who've been through the system, who all, it's such a lovely thing, actually. It's a really beautiful energy frequency whereby everyone's been through a similar process.
Yes.
So we're coming from a state of vulnerability and desire of self-improvement in quite a profound way. So it's a beautiful energy.
It really is, because we jump straight into it and we use it. Because we've used these Ps, we know the Ds, we use the stuff, and then we can just jump in.
Honestly, I was so excited to do this this meeting today with you, and thank you for coming in. Not all the books I get sent make the cut, ladies and gents. I know I've just did Liz's book last week, and suddenly Poppy's in the following week, but actually, genuinely, I've just had this unbelievable, rich information that just suddenly came at me at this moment as we were going into, as I said, the yin water snake. And water, especially yin water, is very much about wisdom. That's its highest frequency. Fear is its lowest and wisdom is its highest. And I think in this crazy fear-led age that we're living in right now, where there's a lot of negative narrative and a lot of fear-mongering going on, that actually, and a lot of confusion in the wellness space, which is, I think, one of the issues that's come about in the last sort of since COVID, is the fact that there are some tried and tested experts out there that have just both launched brilliant books. Both of them need reading. This book has unlocked my power. It's not been the easiest of processes. I need a shower, but it's okay. I feel great. I just had to put deodorant on this morning, that's all. But Poppy, thank you for joining me.
Thanks, Kate.
And I'll see you soon.
I'll see you soon.